There's more to say on local government officials like county judges, commissioners, mayors, and city council members trotting out their gimmick of a freeze on appraised values to prevent local tax increases this summer. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Representative Burroughs answered Dallas County Judge Jenkins' call for an appraised value freeze in order to avoid a tax increase with this on Twitter. Judge, you realize that if you want to provide county property tax relief for the citizens of your county, you and the commissioners are the only ones who can do that. All you have to do is decide to take in less revenue. Other lawmakers chimed in with more. Representative Cole Hefner wrote, "Stop trying to shift the responsibility to someone else. Simply lower the rate and take in less revenue, resulting in relief for taxpayers." And State Senator Kelly Hancock wrote that Judge Jenkins knows it's just easier when you can blame someone else. Jenkins in Dallas likely does know, but we learned disturbingly last year that a Lubbock County commissioner who had been voting to set a new tax rate each summer for a decade and a half clearly did not understand even the basics of how the simple math works. He claimed voting for the revenue neutral effective tax rate, or no new revenue rate, was actually a tax increase. There are some truly thick-headed know-nothings in public office, even at high positions, but most of these folk do know that property taxes only go up or down due to the new tax rate they adopt each summer. All the misleading statements they make are simply to fool you and incorrectly blame others for the tax increases they vote for. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.